This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything that you want to discuss. Just dial on in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And hopefully we'll be having Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl, joining us here in a little bit as well tonight. Coming up on the show this evening, Mark, you have 11 countries with the most personal freedom in the world, and we'll find out if the United States is on that list. So this is a new list for me. I've never heard of the most personal freedom list.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So we've talked about the countries with the most economic freedom in the past, so excited to hear about that. Your call is certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm, so feel free to hop on board that way and get your thoughts out. Now, I mentioned a couple nights ago, in the midst of a different conversation, we didn't have time to really expand on this, I mentioned about this video that has come out of an American photographer who apparently has been missing since 2012. James Wright Foley has been beheaded by people claiming to be associated with the ISIS guys over in Iraq.
Yep.
Now, the story here is from the Daily Mail, and I do have the video. We can play the audio track from it here. I refuse to watch the actual cutting off of the head. I remember watching a video where that happened to someone previously. I forget.
Nick Berg.
That probably was who it was. Yeah, several years ago. And it was horrifying to watch that. And I don't want to watch this one because I'd seen that one. You know, you've seen one.
I've seen more than one person on Facebook claim that it's fake.
That sounds like ridiculous conspiracy theory to me, but then again, I haven't watched it. So you're welcome to weigh in if you have. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, apparently it's real that they actually had this guy, James Wright Foley, and he's been missing since 2012. This was really him on that video. The mother and father of beheaded journalist James Wright Foley called on ISIS militants to spare the lives of other captured hostages as the authenticity of the barbaric video of his death was confirmed by the White House on Wednesday morning. White House National Security Council spokesbureaucrat Caitlin Hayden issued a statement to say the U.S. intelligence community has analyzed the recently released video showing U.S. citizens James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. Quote, "We have reached the judgment that this video is authentic. We will continue to provide updates as they are available." Now, of course, just because the government says something is authentic doesn't mean it, in point of fact, is authentic. But, cutting somebody's head off on video isn't necessarily an easy thing to fake, I guess. But your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. So they talk about, you know, the politicians and their responses to this. And obviously, you know, Barack Obama is probably not going to withdraw the troops from Iraq over this, which is likely going to end up killing yet another one of their captives. At the very end of the video, they show the second man that was named here in this story, not James Wright Foley. He was the one who was allegedly decapitated, but Stephen Sotloff is the one who is allegedly still alive. And they threaten at the very end of the video to off him next, based on what or what not Obama does or doesn't do. So going on here to the story from the Daily Mail, it's emerged on Wednesday that several senior U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the situation says ISIS very recently threatened to kill Foley to avenge the crushing airstrikes over the past 2 weeks against militants advancing on Mount Sinjar, the Mosul Dam, and the Kurdish capital of Erbil. Disturbing footage of the execution appeared on Tuesday in a video titled "A Message to America," in which apparently coerced Foley, age 40, recites a pre-prepared script, presumably given to him by his captors, which he delivers unflinchingly to the camera.
So I wonder about this. Do they have them do things like this over and over the course of years? Because he's had him for a couple of years.
When you say do they have them do things like this, you mean read statements into the camera?
Do the sick, twisted, militant religious fanatics have their captives, i.e., in this case, the reporter, read ridiculous diatribes into cameras on a regular basis? Because I don't know how I would react if I was being knelt down in front of a camera for the first time 2 years after I had been in captivity. Presumably, like, this is pretty important, right? Like, kneeling down? Why am I kneeling? Don't we behead people that are kneeling?
I'm pretty sure he knew what was coming. I think that seemed clear, at least to me.
I'm not going to take a beheading.
Okay, well, if you're not going to take it, Mark, we're going to kill your family.
Well, which family are you referring to?
Your wife and son.
Where are they?
They're in New Hampshire. We know where they are. And if you don't do what we say and say what we tell you to say, we're going to torture them and kill them.
Ridiculous.
Now, would that change how you feel about it?
I suppose that it might, like, at that point, if I'm choosing between taking a bullet in the back, which is likely, and a chopping off my head, that I may very well make that decision. Like, they're two poor choices. Like, what I was deciding between was is whether or not I'd take the beheading versus a bullet in the back, and I'd rather take the bullet in the back. But you know, he may decide to do the math in his head and say, yeah, these people might have some sleeper agent somewhere in the United States that might be able to, you know, do something to my family before they could get the police involved or whatever. So it's probably worth just getting my head cut off, since either way I'm dying tomorrow.
There you go. So I'm going to give you the audio track and we can share more from the Daily Mail piece about this video. Mark, you're claiming some people are saying it is faked, but let me at least give you the audio up through
the White House. It's authentic.
That's correct. They do say that. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Again, this is called A Message to America. It's actually, I'm starting the video 2 minutes into it. The beginning portion of the video is a clip of Barack Obama talking about the airstrikes that he had ordered on various different targets, allegedly ISIS or ISIL targets in Iraq. So after the Barack Obama statement, they show a clip of what it appears to be some sort of a missile striking a group of their friends, presumably. And then they begin the video, which has a man standing in a balaclava and all black next to the American photographer, James Wright Foley, freelance photojournalist, who is kneeling in all orange.
I call on my friends, family, and loved ones to rise up against my real killers, the U.S. government. For what will happen to me is only a result of their complacency and criminality. My message to my beloved parents: save me some dignity and don't accept any meager compensation for my death from the same people who effectively hit the last nail in my coffin with their recent aerial campaign in Iraq. I call on my brother John, who is a member of the U.S. Air Force. Think about what you are doing. Think about the lives you destroy, including those of your own family. I call on you, John. Think about who made the decision to bomb Iraq recently and kill those people, whoever they may have been. Think, John. Who did they really kill? And did they think about me, you, our family, when they made that decision? I died that day, John. When your colleagues dropped that bomb on those people, they signed my death certificate. I wish I had more time. I wish I could have the hope of freedom and seeing my family once again. But that ship has sailed. I guess, all in all, I wish I was an American.
This is James Wright Foley, an American citizen of your country. As a government, you have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State. You have plotted against us and gone far out of your way to find reasons to interfere in our affairs. Today, your military air force is attacking us daily in Iraq. Your strikes have caused casualties amongst Muslims. You are no longer fighting an insurgency. We are an Islam.
We'll come back. There's just a little bit more and then what is alleged to be a beheading. Like I said, I haven't watched it yet. If you have and you want to comment, you're welcome to share. 855-453. You don't have to call. You don't have to only call if you've seen this. Certainly you can call about anything you want. Your perspective, certainly welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-453. So how do you stop these beheadings? How do you stop killings like this? We'll come back.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value In treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueIn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Insurgency.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. The video is likely horrifying. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. I haven't watched the actual decapitation portion of the video in question. For those of you, oh, sorry about that, Mark. Come back there.
I haven't either, okay. And I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that.
Lauren is joining us here from ObjectivistGirl.com. We're going to, of course, take your calls about whatever you would like to share. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got Skype on into the show. Username here is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first, though, so do that, and then you'll be on our list. And by the way, if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, or Darkcoin, now you can do it easily. You can do it with check, wire transfer, money order, even cash deposit. Go to expresscoin.com, and you can actually do it from Canada now as well. Go to expresscoin.com. They make it so easy to get your favorite cryptocurrencies with basically with cash. And you can also do it from your smartphone. Just download their app from expresscoin.com. Plus, if you use our discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no fee. And I believe you can do that more than once. If I'm not mistaken, you can do that on more than one occasion. So if you buy more than $40 on one occasion, then it'll be, I think, a 3% fee, which is probably the best fee you're going to find in the business, in the Bitcoin world. So if you're ready to jump into Bitcoin, go to expresscoin.com once you've got your free Bitcoin wallet, which we can tell you about how to get one of those here in a little bit as well. So, Lauren, you're kind of coming into the middle of this. You actually are a little bit late tonight because you went to visit Rich Paul.
I did. I did want to say something about that, the Bitcoin thing, though.
Sure.
You know, I was just thinking about this on the way up here because I'll tell you what, I've got a two-hour drive to come up here. So, actually, it's an hour and a half. I'm just
trying
to exaggerate.
3 hours both ways.
Yeah, right. But it's worth it because I get to see all my friends. But the thing is that while I was driving up here, I was, you know, reflecting on the era that we are living in. And I just, I think it's amazing that the internet hasn't really even existed that long. And we already have a currency based on it. And I think what is so cool is the fact that someday when we're old, we're going to be able to look at our kids who are using Bitcoin and be like, I remember the day when Bitcoin was created. And that's the Doshi guy. He's very cool.
Or remember the day when people actually had a whole Bitcoin, right? Because, I mean,
goodness.
You know, at some point, some people are saying Bitcoins will be worth $100,000. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
They certainly could.
Anyway, well, let's get back into your calls and doctor.
You know, Gavin Andreessen, the head developer of Bitcoin, actually recently credited Free Talk Live as one of the sort of sparks that set this, they call it a crazy open source project, into the currency of the internet.
It was a really big compliment. You read it for me off the air a couple days ago or yesterday or something like that.
And yes.
I mean, to come from the second most well-known developer of Bitcoin right after Satoshi Nakamoto, I think Gavin's been on board for quite a long time. As I understand it, big deal. Anyway, let's go back to the story here about the video. We've got Luke on the line. He is in Milwaukee via Skype. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Luke?
I'll just dive right into it. I watched the video. I heard you just say this is probably going to be horrifying. It's really not.
Really?
It's laughable at best.
Laughable?
Let me expound on that. I know it's pretty big.
We'd appreciate it if you did.
Not that I have any kind of fascination with this stuff, but I've watched, as a kid, I watched several of them in the past because I was still stuck in the belief that, you know, these people are barbarians and, you know, they're destroying the world and Muslim caliphate and all that stuff. But, so I watched a lot of the old ones, and those were absolutely gruesome and disgusting and had to be shut off halfway through. This one, the big thing that strikes me right off the bat is the production value. I mean, we're being told that these guys are barbarians hopping from caves to caves, and this is, I mean, it looks like it's like a full HD video. I saw a comment by an individual on Facebook.
Well, hold on. Before you go on with, you know, the remainder of your points here, okay, so they're saying they're hopping from cave to cave. Well, whoever they are may not know what they're talking about or trying to peg right. these people as right. inept. I mean, it's not uncommon for someone to have a cell phone with an HD video camera chip in it.
Right, but another thing is I saw, and I mean, you kind of take this with a grain of salt, but I saw a comment on Facebook by an individual who said that they were an audio technician, and they pulled the audio off the file or whatever and said that this is studio quality audio on the video. But back to the actual details of it.
It did sound like there was some wind in the background when I was listening to the sort of, not the narrator, but the, you know, the guy that was speaking English that wasn't the reporter.
Right. One of the big striking things to me is the knife he's holding has no serrations on it. Now, Mark might be able to talk about this in more depth than I can because I've never chopped the head off of anything. But I know Mark raises pigs and slaughters them.
I haven't done it yet.
You haven't done the slaughtering part. You mean.
I've slit the throat of a chicken, but you use a scalpel kind of knife to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and admit I'm guilty.
Pig slaughtering?
No. I hunt birds with my dad, so, you know.
You currently hunt birds?
I do.
And you chop their heads off?
Sometimes when they're not dead. We have to
wring their necks
so that they're fully dead because we don't want them to suffer.
Luke?
So I just find it difficult to believe that he made it through a human spine with a knife that's not serrated. I mean, unless it's one of the sharpest knives on the planet or something like that.
It looked like a handheld knife.
Yeah, it's just like a little. It's like a little straight
blade. Do
they blade,
cut
like,
away? Just so, I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah,
but okay.
It goes like.
I want to give our listeners a real quick description of what this video is. So there's the guy, the American reporter who's been missing for 2 years. He's on his knees in all orange. There's a man in black with a some sort of a mask on, holding a knife. And during the statement that the man in orange makes. And during the statement that the man in black makes, the camera just stays on them. It doesn't cut away. You're saying they cut away to what, a close-up? What do you see? What do you actually see happen?
Okay, so he grabs his head and he starts sawing, like at his neck, but there's no blood. Like there's no blood at all. And because you have like a solid second or two of him actually allegedly making slices at his neck, and then it shifts away right away to a still frame of his, you know, allegedly his body with his head on.
So just to be clear, in the version of this video you've seen.
I saw the video. Okay. The video that was supposedly released.
You're
by
saying
IS.
the head does not actually come off of the person's body in the video footage. You
it
only
does
see
not.
Sawing.
It does not.
You only see sawing and the aftermath.
Yes.
Still sounds, well, Luke, thanks for clarifying that for us, man. I do appreciate the call. I'm glad I don't know if I'm saying I'm glad someone watched it, but thanks for the call. I appreciate the info. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, we watched it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to play the remainder of it here for you to hear the audio track of this alleged decapitation video. And I want to thank Luke for calling in to explain what actually happened in the video. And when he explained it, I was surprised to hear that there was a cutaway and that they don't actually show the decapitation. Having seen the Nick Berg video from years ago, which I found absolutely disgusting, where they actually do show the act of the removal of the person's head, that doesn't happen in this video, as Luke pointed out. And I will link over to this. I haven't yet done it, but on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, I will put the link up to the video so you can take a closer look when, if you feel so inspired. Want to also let you know about ProXPN. We'll continue. We'll take your calls here in a moment. ProXPN brings you the phone lines here, and if you care about online privacy, you really need to check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, meaning that before your information reaches the internet service provider, whatever one that you use, it's being encrypted by ProXPN, so your ISP no longer knows what you're doing online. Right now, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter. You can stop that from happening. Just go and download the ProXPN software for free at proxpn.com/FTL. Grab it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's pretty simple. Now, you can get a sweet discount When you use code FTL50, it gets you 50% off the price of the annual account. That breaks down the price to about $5 a month. Gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites. So use code FTL50 to sign up for that premium account at proxpn.com/FTL. And again, that discount is good for the lifetime of the account. But if that's not deep enough for you, you can go and get a 62% discount on the annual plan by using code FTLBTC and paying with Bitcoin. So again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use either code FTL50 if you're paying with credit card or FTLBTC for Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. Risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but more of your privacy. Story from the Daily Mail describes the scene that you see in this video, which I will be posting to our Facebook and such here shortly. Wearing an orange jumpsuit with his head shaven, the man in alleged captivity is James Wright Foley, a photographer, independent photojournalist. He's dressed in all orange, and his voice is strong, but he often pauses to take deep breaths and appears to struggle at times to swallow as he battles against fear.
Is that so? I thought that the man's delivery was quite good for somebody who is going to be beheaded in a minute.
Yeah.
The executioner, who speaks directly into the camera in what appears to be a British accent, then blames President Barack Obama for Foley's death before he brutally beheads.
Foley blamed him, too.
Well, Foley was obviously reading a script.
Clearly.
Written by the people who were allegedly filming the video. Before he brutally beheads the brave reporter in front of the camera. But that's not what happens, at the very least, in this live leak version. And when video like this hits the internet, it, in a lot of cases, gets censored on various different sites. But live leak historically has been the site to go to see the real McCoy. So I presume this is the actual full-on video and that there's not another one out there that does show the decapitation, because this doesn't.
Okay, here's my take on this. I'm going to be honest. As coming from somebody that has already done videos on the fact that I don't like conspiracy theories. I think they distract from the movement.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go out on a limb here and say, if this is the real version, and based on the fact that it's on Live Link, I think it is. I don't think it's real. I watched it. First of all, my first clue is that these people have never spared us any detail before. They want it to be as gruesome as possible to get their message across. And if, if they want it to be gruesome, they're not going to cut things out. Second of all,
that's the biggest red flag to me.
Yeah.
Is that it wasn't the complete decapitation. And there was no reason to not put that out there, like you're saying here, Lauren. If they want to scare people and terrify people, that's one way to do it.
Right.
Is to put that out there.
Also, it does seem unrealistic that they could cut, they would saw his head like that with such a small blade. As a knife owner and a knife enthusiast, it does not seem realistic. It would be very difficult to do that.
You're a knife owner and a knife enthusiast, but have you ever decapitated an animal?
No.
And so in that case, I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear from somebody who was a hunter, a regular kind of animal cutter with knives.
Well, I mean, we hunted, but not with animals that have nearly that thick of
It's possible, in my opinion, it's possible that this knife was what they attempted to begin cutting his head off with. I have my doubts that they got his head off very easily with what appeared to be something like a 5-inch blade.
Yeah, maybe 6 maximum, yes.
Max. I mean, this doesn't even look like a K-bar. It's not even that big. And you would think that if you wanted to take somebody's head off, that you would use an axe or a executioner's sword or something like that. You'd want to be able to get some speed and some momentum to do such a thing. This guy,
I recall the Nick Berg video, there was a knife involved in that, but it was a larger knife involved in that.
Did they hack at it?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I just remember it being horrifying.
I'm not saying you couldn't take a head off with a knife. I'm just saying that, you know, we saw the very beginning of it, if we saw anything, and then we saw what could have very well been in this, you know, in this day of special effects, could very well have been a faked body. I felt like most of the power of this video was taken out of it. I was really impressed with the things that that Foley read. You know, like they, I'm like, wow, this man is brave going to his death like this. And then at the end, I'm like, I don't know what I'm seeing here. I can't tell what's going on. There was no blood, but he wasn't sawing for very long either.
Right, before they cut the camera on the sawing scene. So
maybe a second of like two or three saws across his throat, like a second of video, cut, no blood.
And then cut
and then
to the scene of the body.
Cut to the scene of a body that is very gruesome looking, could be his head.
Let me give you the statement from the man with the knife here. This is the second portion of the video. We started playing it earlier in the hour, didn't get a chance to get all the way through it, so here it is.
Think, John. Who did they really kill?
This is the journalist at the very end of what
he said. And did they think about me, you, our family, when they made that decision?
He's talking to his brother, who's in the military.
I died that day, John. When your colleagues dropped that bomb on those people, they signed my death certificate. I wish I had more time. I wish I could have the hope of freedom and seeing my family once again. But that ship has sailed. I guess all in all, I wish I wasn't American.
This is James Wright Foley, an American citizen of your country. As a government, you have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State. You have plotted against us and gone far out of your way to find reasons to interfere in our affairs. Today, your military air force is attacking us daily in Iraq. Your strikes have caused casualties amongst Muslims. You are no longer fighting an insurgency. We are an Islamic army and a state that has been accepted by a large number of Muslims worldwide. So effectively, any aggression towards the Islamic State is an aggression towards Muslims from all walks of life who have accepted the Islamic Caliphate as their leadership. So any attempt by you, Obama, to deny the Muslims their rights of living in safety under the Islamic Caliphate will result in the bloodshed of your people.
That's where the beheading allegedly begins. Again, the video ends with a shot of the body, what is alleged to be the body, and then another man in orange being held captive. This is another alleged journalist that they supposedly have in captivity, and he's supposed to be next on the chopping block if Obama doesn't do what they want, which is to leave them alone and stop the bombing campaign. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think should be done about this? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crash, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free. Kind of a conspiracy theory night here on Free Talk Live. Is this beheading video for real? And if it is real, why cut out the actual process of the beheading? Some argue on, this BuzzFeed? No, not BuzzFeed. The site is, I don't know where it was. But anyway, some were arguing on Reddit. That's where it was. That essentially that this was real, but that ISIS doesn't want to focus on the violence. They want to focus on the message. That doesn't make any sense, though. Why fake a beheading video if you don't want to focus on violence?
Right. Well, just release a video of the reporter. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, yeah. You know, have him read your thing and then go back to his little room that you're keeping him in or whatever.
So we can continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica coffee. It's delicious. It's among the best coffee you'll drink in your life, likely. And you can get a free pound. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, it's a subscription. You sign up for a subscription there. But if you continue to get the coffee through the subscription after you get your free pound, you can cancel it anytime. You'll be helping us help people around the world, because for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, it funds another microloan that we can give to another family, another person who's trying to, you know, make a life for themselves in a place where, you know, they don't have money and suffering is beyond what we could imagine. Please consider getting your coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so I am posting the link up to this alleged beheading video, and so you're welcome to take a closer look at it if that's something that you would like to do. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll give you what the Pentagon is saying about ISIS. They claim it's a threat beyond anything they've ever seen. So we'll get into that as well. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXVN is 855-450-FREE. We had played the video earlier, the audio track, which basically is this guy in orange, the alleged American Foley, who is James Wright Foley, who is in captivity or has been in captivity since 2012. He's now allegedly dead, and he reads a statement about how essentially Barack Obama is the one responsible for putting him to death by engaging in a bombing campaign against people in Iraq. The suggestion in the video later is that if the bombing campaign continues, that they have another journalist that they will be putting to death. So perhaps maybe the next video they will have listened to the critiques and we'll put the full video in. But Lauren, you seem pretty sure that this is some sort of a fake.
Yeah, I think it's BS. I think that they covered his head in fake blood. That's a fake body, and they've got his head sticking up. They've got him buried in the sand.
You think that's his real head?
Yeah, I think they
at the end.
Yeah.
Is he knocked out? Is
but
he dead?
But I don't think that body's real. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to make a fake body, put his head through the body, cover it in a little bit of blood, and have the rest of his body buried under the sand. I mean, this is a simple magician's trick.
That's the only thing they could do, right?
They saw people in half all the time on stage. I'm telling you, this is fake.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to claim I don't know anything, but I'm going to say that that's really his head. Now,
yes.
I'm not going to claim that it is attached to his body or not attached to his body, but you can't make a wax model that looks like somebody's head. You just can't get that close.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So I would say that that's his head. But the man read voluntarily a relatively
long.
I don't know
if it was voluntary. He was captured.
He read it.
He read
under
the
duress.
Correct.
And he could very well pose for a picture. It was just a photo of his decapitation. And like, hey, you can go back to your room after we're done here.
There was also very little blood on the neck, too. Normally, if you had decapitated a head, there would be a pool of blood under the body, you know? Like, just spilling everywhere. I mean, the neck has tons of veins in it.
The main artery, the cardioid artery, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I wasn't quite positive.
Let's go to Kurt. He's listening in Durham, North Carolina, to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Kurt, you're on the air.
Hey, I looked at that video yesterday, and it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, I really feel for the families of both the reporters. However, the thing that really hit me was, the last scene where the body was laying down and the head was laying on his back almost appeared to be photoshopped. The other thing that gets me is the relative calm of Mr. Foley reciting this dogma that was given to him. If you or I were in a position that were to be beheaded, I'm sure that we would not be so calm. And that is something that really hit me right off the bat. And the other thing is the small implement of the beheader being maybe an 8-inch blade, however sharpened it was. And the thing is you look at the body laying on the ground, there would be blood at least halfway off that back.
Yes. See, I'm with you. Yeah, that's a main artery.
So what is... So the idea that this was fake seems plausible at this point.
I think but, likely
but
is it.
What's the real story then? I mean, now we're talking about total speculation.
I think the real story is obviously they want ransom, whatever. Of course, they haven't heard anything back from Mr. Foley, nor I can't remember the other fellow's name. I really do feel that it's a prop.
Who faked it, to your mind?
I suspect it in the sense that they have basically are trying to, over international media to project this abomination of, selective beheadings and whatnot that basically retorts back to their semblance of disorder and wanton destruction within Syria.
But why fake it? Why? I mean, if it's really ISIS, because the more plausible they're faking it story to me would be that, as Lauren was suggesting, it's the U.S. government who's doing it to propagandize people against ISIS.
No, I mean, okay, do you remember the one, not Daniel Pearl, but the other fellow?
Berg.
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Nick Berg.
Now, that was an actual beheading.
Yes, it was.
They saw through that guy's neck. And there's no way that this, in my opinion, now he was, you know, he was definitely beheaded.
Yeah, and they did it on camera with no regard. Yeah. I mean, they didn't blank out or anything. I mean, they're not afraid to scare us, and if that's the point, which obviously that's the point,
scare
us.
Why would it be? I don't think
there's a there. And let's point out that they've had this guy for 2 years. You get to know people. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder whether they say, look, the live hostage is more valuable than the dead hostage. And
but everybody thinks he's dead now.
Well,
so
yeah.
How's he more valuable?
A couple more weeks.
Well, what are you going to gain by killing someone like Mr. Foley nor the other fellow?
One less mouth to feed in the jail.
No. Nah, I mean, these folks are being basically, they've got millions of dollars that are coming to them. Basically, it's terrorism.
If it's
fake terrorism.
If it's fake, then they're not the monsters the U.S. government would like us to believe.
No, they are monsters. No, they are monsters because what they've done in Syria is definitely on a Holocaust.
Who are the worst monsters? Them or the U.S. government?
Okay, you know what? I'm not even sure.
I mean, United States, you've got to realize the amount of time that we have spent in the Middle East. I mean, it's gone back. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. After World War One, all these areas were part of the Ottoman Empire.
That's right.
And then you had the Pinchon Sykes Agreement that basically drew these incredible lines that defined the nomadic tribes. And that's what you've got today. And that's what we're dealing with in this tribal. And if you ever read the book called Lawrence in Arabia, you'll understand what it is. Now, there was a very small faction, which you could consider today as being Al-Qaeda, that basically was very small at that point. However, the majority of them wanted peace. They wanted assimilation to become somewhat of a nation. And between dealing after World War One with the French and English, things ended up being what they are today. And then you had the Americans coming into Iran, which is basically singled off. I mean, everything we've ever done, I mean, you look at Yugoslavia with Tito. Once Tito died, you had the Serbian-Croatian issue. And, you know, I mean, and then the same thing with...
It seems to me, Kurt, that the U.S. government has way more blood on their hands than does these folks in ISIS.
I don't think that makes them good people.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. No, I don't think it makes either side good. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Beans from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.